Welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I am Joseph, and I'm here with
Randy Lee,
naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. And Randy is literally itching to get into this topic for you. We're going to talk about something I don't understand why they were created, but we're going to talk about mosquitoes.
I titled this thing, Darn Those Pesky Mosquitoes. Sometimes it's more than just darn those pesky mosquitoes. They're pesky. We don't like the buzzing in our ears. We don't like getting mosquito bites. But we also have to consider that in this day and age, mosquitoes carry an awful lot of bug-borne diseases.
Scary ones.
West Nile virus,
I've known
deadly.
People that have had that. It is not fun.
Zika fever can be deadly in just a matter of hours sometimes. Besides all the bacterial infections and a couple of viruses too that you can get from mosquitoes. So yeah, we want to find a way to get rid of as many mosquitoes as we can. You know, I sometimes wonder why God created mosquitoes. I think everything, when we do enough research, comes out to be something positive we can find in it.
I'm sure.
I haven't yet found anything positive for the mosquitoes, but I'm only one guy.
I haven't looked real hard either.
I haven't looked real hard either. That's exactly right. But we do want to talk about the mosquitoes and what we can do about the problems that we have with them. I've divided this up into three or four categories. Mm-hmm. Number one is just keeping them off of your place or out of your yard and things like that. And one of the easiest things to do, and we hear things on television all the time about go and empty out buckets that are laying in your yard or,
that's pretty
or
easy.
Flower pots that have standing water in them. I've got a little pond. I've seen my goldfish eat mosquito larvae, so I'm not as concerned about the goldfish pond, but I am concerned about pots where you just have standing water plants in them.
Because they lay their eggs in there, right?
They lay their eggs in there, and you get the little larvae in there, and you can see them floating around in there.
Yeah.
I've gone in many times I have a water container in my barn where we feed and water the cats. And I'm careful to go in there every week and change that water out. Mm-hmm. And a couple of times I've missed that, and I go in, I see mosquito larvae floating in their cat water.
Oh.
So they're everywhere, and you need to make sure that you get rid of those standing water things because they are just simply a breeding ground for those mosquitoes. Another thing that you can do is turn your place into a bird sanctuary. Different kinds of birds eat mosquitoes. They're protein for them. And so the more birds you have, the less mosquitoes you're going to have. And I'm a big proponent, and this is going to be a little controversial, I'm a big proponent of trying to find a place to put bats on your place. Now,
I've heard that.
Yeah, if you live in a subdivision, probably people aren't going to want you attracting bats there.
Right.
But I have 5 acres, and I think anybody who has an acreage, you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's or places like that, or look online and get a bat box or build a bat box.
Mm-hmm.
They're little narrow boxes. Put them on the back side of your garage or on the back side of your shed and try to attract bats. Now, why in the world would I want bats? One, they don't do us any harm. But secondly, a single bat will eat upwards of 3,000 mosquitoes in a single night. I like bats flying around my place so that I don't have mosquitoes flying around my place. That's another thing that you can do just to get rid of them. Another easy thing that you can do anywhere, even if you're in an apartment and you just have a little ledge where you can put a flower pot,
mm-hmm.
Grow plants that are deterrents for mosquitoes. Now, the obvious one is the mosquito plant.
Okay, never heard of that one.
Yeah, a mosquito plant is actually nothing but there's a whole bunch of plants called geraniums.
Okay.
That flower. They're beautiful flowering plants, several different colors of blossoms. But the leaves themselves also have a smell. And the geraniums take on the smell. They mimic many, many other plants. There's a rose geranium that smells like roses. And there's a citrus geranium that smells like citrus. There's lots of those. But there also happens to be a citronella geranium. It smells like the citronella oil. And citronella is the essential oil that we use primarily as a mosquito repellent.
Okay.
So the mosquito plant really is nothing more than a citronella geranium. You can plant those on in your yard, in your flower beds, in flower pots, on your ledges, wherever, and you're going to deter mosquitoes when you do that. There's some other really lovely plants that keep away mosquitoes. A lot of your spices, rosemary, sage, basil, mint is a deterrent to them. So plant peppermint around, or keep peppermint oil around.
I heard something about lavender too. Does that?
Lavender also is a detriment, and that's odd to some people because we think of it as a relaxing thing. Mm-hmm. But if you put a little lavender oil on, not only do you smell good, but you don't smell good to mosquitoes. They stay away from you. There are also some other natural repellents that can be used. A lot of essential oils. I made a list here that lists citronella, tea tree, lemon, eucalyptus, neem, catnip, lavender, peppermint. That's not a complete list. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of the essential oils keep mosquitoes away. Make your own blends. Dilute them. We don't want to use concentrations of essential oils. They can, too much of it could be toxic to your body. We had a radio thing here a while back about a lady who said that she had been diffusing tea tree oil in her house 24/7 and it almost killed her little dog.
Oh.
Well, dogs are a lot smaller than people, but the fact of the matter is tea tree oil, any of your essential oils, are extremely concentrated. We use them a drop or two at a time. We don't diffuse them undiluted 24/7. That could end up being toxic to your liver anyway. Everything in moderation. That's exactly right. But use those plants, use those oils. We have at my store, we have a product that's called a mosquito patch. And it's a patch that you stick on like you would a nicotine patch or any other kind of a patch.
So if I want to cut back on mosquitoes, I'll just get me a patch.
There you go. They actually do deter your mosquitoes from biting you. They last for about 36 hours. They're made for people who want to go on a camping trip or that Boy Scout retreat or something like that. And you're going to be out where they're going to be the mosquitoes for a long time. This will keep you free of them for about 36 hours. Now, that's great for that, but there are other things that I like to do that I almost never get bit by a mosquito. And the reason is...
Seriously?
Yeah, almost never. There are things that you can eat, take, supplement, whatever, that will help deter mosquitoes.
All right, so you're a living experiment.
My living experiment is, instead of buying a mosquito patch, the active ingredient of which is thiamine, vitamin B1... We found that vitamin B1 is a negative to mosquitoes. So if you all summer long took B supplements, B vitamins, not only would you get more energy and all the other benefits that you get from your B vitamins, but the B1 that's in there also deters mosquitoes.
Huh.
And so you're, while the mosquitoes are biting everybody sitting around you, if you've got B1 in your system, they're probably going to avoid you unless it's a last resort.
So it's kind of like putting up an alarm sign in my front yard, and if my neighbor doesn't have one, perhaps the intruders will go elsewhere
for
easier prey.
You got it. If you got B1 and your next door neighbor's not wearing it or eating it or taking it, then they're probably going to get bit before you do.
Okay. I just got one question.
Okay.
Have you ever stuck your arm on purpose in a clear plexiglass box full of mosquitoes?
I have never done that.
Okay.
I have never done that. Have no desire to do that. I didn't say it would completely get rid of every mosquito, but it will. It does work as a primary deterrent. Another thing that's a really good deterrent is garlic. I take supplemental garlic every day as a part of a treatment for my heart. We have a family history of heart health, and so I take garlic for that. A side effect of the garlic is it's also a repellent for mosquitoes, so
excellent.
I just almost never get bit.
Okay, so the things you can take, B1, garlic, plants you can plant to get rid of those mosquitoes, also keeping the standing water down.
You got it.
All right, Randy, you had some things you wanted to close us out with.
Yeah, just very, very quickly, we try to give you 10 minutes of information in one of these podcasts. That's not a whole lot. If you want a little more information, most of the podcasts we also have written a blog for. Those blogs are all on our website. So if you go to
thehealthpatch.com,
you can look for a link to the podcast, but you can also see our blogs and get more information there. Beyond that, we are a store, The Health Patch, in Midwest City, Oklahoma, that has 5 naturopathic doctors that work there. You can get a private consultation with any one of those if you want somebody to track your health. But if you just want to ask questions more about the things that we're doing these blogs on and you want to have a few minutes to talk about it, drop by the store, 1024 South Douglas in Midwest City, Oklahoma, and we'd be glad to work with you.
And as your radio ads say, call 736-1030.
We've got herbs.
There we go. Yeah. All right. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Randy.
Hope to see you again. Thanks.